I was wondering when you were talking about coal, those all that machinery in Pueblo, all those factories, what do they do?
Well, the machinery is the steel mills.
Okay, is that what that
There's
is?
The steel mills, yeah, steel mills. A lot of factories that were in Pueblo when I was a kid are gone. They're not there anymore. There was a broom factory, there was a flour factory, and the steel mill, CF&I, is gone. It's another company now that just runs a rail mill and wire mill. And then there was meat packers there that are gone anymore. So there's not too much agricultural produce places anymore.
Yeah. Are those steel mills active at all that you see?
There's a little bit of activity there. It belongs to, I think, Pacific Steel. And they make rails and railroad car wheels and wire, things like that.
Okay. You mentioned that you did some farming in Denver. So
we raised carrots and beets, turnips, radishes, onions. That we call the truck farming.
Yeah. Because you could.
They call it the truck farming, but we had horses. We used to go to the market with horses. And Grandpa thought that was too hard, so he bought a truck, a Model T. So he used to use the Model T to go to the market, sell the goods.
And that's why it was called truck farming?
Truck farming,
just
yeah.
Because you transport it? Oh. It's hard to imagine farming in Denver. Was that in the city proper? Or?
No, it's
sort of
on the outskirts, but it's right now it's all Denver.
I'm
you
sure,
know.
Yeah.
It's all Denver.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Do you know what area that was in? Like north of Denver?
It was west of Denver, but it was in Jefferson County.
Okay.
It wasn't in Denver County, Jefferson County.
So say on West Colfax or something near there?
Colfax was in Jefferson County, part of it.
Right.
Avenue, Colfax, I-70.
Uh-huh.
But at that time, who knew what I-70 was? You know. I'm talking 60 years ago.
Sure. But you can still see some little pockets in going down Colfax, like horses and stuff. But
yeah.
Not too much. You get back to Denver much?
I haven't been back to Denver in years.
Really?
Not since I got a stroke. I haven't been anywhere.
Okay.
I had 5 strokes.
Wow. Recently or?
Last 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
That's what put me in this chair.
Mm-hmm.
I have no equilibrium.
Wow. So you have to use that walker?
This and that. Wagons for this one here.
Oh, yeah, I see.
This is for outside, that's for inside.
Okay. let me ask you, so how has Gardner changed, besides you mentioned it went from German to sort of Hispanic? Has there been any changes, like, as far as what?
Yes, there's a change now. I think it's going back to Anglo.
Yeah?
Most of your Hispanic youngsters are married to Anglo girls, you know, and just like this grandson of mine that just walked in here.
Right.
Well, you'd never know he was half Hispanic, and his father is an engineer for Hill Burton Company. That's an oil.
Right.
And his dad's now his grandfather is German.
Oh, really?
Monroe.
Right.
His other grandfather.